Good to see you back in San Diego. Welcome back. How's it feel to be back inside this clubhouse?
Feels amazing. this is what I was working for the whole time in rehab, just to be back with these guys in this clubhouse and this culture. I love being here, and yeah, I'm ready to join the team and help the guys win a couple ball games.
Let's talk about the injury and your rehab process, because this is something we saw you dealing with all the way back at spring training. First time you had ever dealt with anything involving your shoulder. How would you describe the injury and what it took to get back?
Yeah, I mean, I think the word that comes to mind is just a little bit frustrating, especially after the year we had last year. I felt good about going into the offseason, and then the whole offseason just kind of dealing with a little bit of a shoulder nagging issue. And then we were just trying to fight through it, trying to find every single way. But throughout the whole process, just really trusting the process and knowing that one day it will be fine as long as I put the work in. But now it's behind us, and I'm really thankful that, you know, as long as it took a little bit longer than what I envisioned, I think what they envisioned as well. But at the end of the day, it's still June. We still have a decent amount of the season left, and I'm here and able to pitch the rest of the season now healthy.
As far as the rehab process, what was the most difficult part of it?
Honestly, I think just getting over that mental hump of, you know, feeling some discomfort every single time I threw a ball. And so in the back of my head, I was almost anticipating feeling something every single time I threw during spring training and then even in, you know, March, April. But then it got to a point where, you know, I was able to trust it more. And then at that point, I was able to get into some games, kind of get a feel for the games too, because it had been a while since I pitched. Last time I pitched was back here in October. So just getting some game feel again and getting that flow back into the rhythm. And at that point, just kind of building up in there and getting my pitch count up.
And then the rehab process, I mean, it took a little time. You went to multiple different levels. Was that kind of the plan to basically give you kind of like a normal spring training, quote unquote?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, that's what we were kind of envisioning. Yeah. Also, you know, coming back, it was not a straight path back. We had some ups and downs with just how the body was reacting, you know. But I think having that somewhat called spring training that I wasn't able to have was huge for me. Like I said, just getting back into the rhythm of games, because these guys, it was, you know, May, June, and so they had a decent amount of bats under their belt, and now I was just pitching for the first time and just realizing that, hey, look, like, you know, this is my spring training. I'm still trying to get my arm going here and get my feet wet, and then get ready for the season.
You've been a guy who can go multiple innings. You played that role in the bullpen last year. It sounds like right out of the gate here, you're kind of ready for that multiple inning appearances, right?
Yeah, I was built up to three innings on my rehab assignment, so whatever they need, I could go up to three innings, and also I could, you know, go back to back. I'm kind of like that Swiss Army knife, I guess you could say. But yeah, we had a good meeting yesterday, and just basically be ready for anything. Yeah. Kind of the similar roles last year at first, for sure.
We're joined by Padres reliever Brian Hoeing here on the Padres Radio Network. You obviously were a big part of this bullpen after the trade last year. What was it like just watching the team from afar? Is it kind of a weird experience to see the team from afar?
It was tough, I'm not going to lie. Like I said, I was watching every single game, but it was tough because I was going through an injury, and also I wanted to be here and seeing these guys go out there and win. I was happy for them, obviously. I always want them to win. But then personally, I just wanted to be a part of it because last year was such a special run. And I was telling Jason Adam yesterday in the bullpen, I was like, that was the most fun I've had playing baseball my whole career. So getting a taste of that last year, it made me more hungry to get back here this year. And I'm just really happy to be back right now.
And that bullpen, it seems like a pretty special group. I mean, obviously a lot of high-octane arms, Adam, Morahone, Suarez, Estrada. Yeah. You're excited to be part of that group again.
Well, I'm trying to keep up with their velocity, but I can't do that. But no, it's a good group down there. We have a really good time. And a lot of familiar faces. You know, it's the same guys year in and year out, it seems like. So we're able to build that camaraderie down there and just really have good vibes down there and root each other on whenever we go in the game.
Told Sam, like, kind of getting over the hump of, like, understanding, like, there's going to be something. Like, when did that happen for you? When did you start to feel like when you threw
yourself? Yeah. Man, I would say probably 3 weeks ago, I'd say. Mm. So I was dealing with it for longer than I'd like. Like I said, it's the first time I ever dealt with a shoulder issue before. Definitely wasn't fun. I now know, you know, hopefully we can take steps to prevent that from now on. But yeah, just battling through that during spring training, and then, you know, obviously there in May, was still dealing with it a little bit, had some ups and downs, some setbacks. But I think over the last 3-4 weeks, I'd say it's been really, really smooth. And so the training staff's been great this whole time, just communicating with me, even though I haven't been here physically, just, you know, over text, over calls, being on the same page. And they've helped me out a bunch to get back here.
You mentioned a mental block. Was that the reason for extending the rehab assignment, or were you still feeling it physically too?
I was still feeling it physically, you know, just kind of coming back. Just, it wasn't bouncing back as well as I'd like it to. And then, like I said, just honestly using that as my spring training, just getting more outings, just making sure that I was 100% ready before I came back here and not, you know, skipping any steps before I came back here.
Was it hard not to skip steps? I mean, it's June.
Yeah, I know. Well, like I said, I was watching every single game. I was like, man, I want to be there. But I was trying to think the whole time, you know, think big picture. You know, we're going to be playing in October, and so this is a long season. And then you got to be smart here early because you don't want to be push anything too early, then you come back later in the year and it kind of have a setback. So yeah, be smart here now.